Seven West Media has revealed sensational excerpts from emails by its former employee Amber Harrison, in which she threatens to destroy her former lover, the company chief executive Tim Warner. The emails were tendered to the New South Wales Supreme Court as Seven sought to extend a gag order on Ms. Harrison. She's fighting a massive legal battle against the media company after her damaging affair with Mr. Warner. The ABC's senior business correspondent Peter Ryan spent the day in court. Joins me now. Peter, what's in the emails?
Well, quite extraordinary, Mark. These are excerpts from emails that Ms. Harrison sent to Tim Warner's executive assistant just before she left the company in late 2014 when the affair had ended. A couple of the excerpts are that Ms. Harrison threatened to, quote, finish destroying your idiot boss, and another quote that I am out to get him, this is war. And she also said in these emails, and these are excerpts, we haven't seen the full context, that she planned to unleash a reign of terror on Mr. Warner, and that she had, quote, 1,000 texts from someone that I'm about to blow the roof off with.
We haven't seen the full text, but has the court, does the court have access to
the court? The court would see these, but these came from Andrew Bell, who's representing Seven, who are really unleashing a barrage of legal firepower upon Amber Harrison, and hence this bid to destroy her credibility in this case.
So what about her lawyer? What did he have to say?
Well, Miss Harrison,
Miss
Harrison wasn't in court today, but she was in Melbourne to escape what's a bit of a media circus. But her lawyer, James Catlin, argued that the injunction orders that are in place are far wider than are necessary, and that they're a complete gag. And he said that the matter before the court was more like a defamation action to protect Tim Warner and Seven Network rather than a confidentiality injunction to stop Miss Harrison from releasing confidential documents. And
this gag is interesting, isn't it? Because Jeff Kennett spoke to you last week in pretty strong terms against her, but she wasn't allowed to answer back.
That's right. And I put that to Mr. Kennett during that interview, and he said that he was speaking as Jeff Kennett, even though he was perceived to be speaking as a non-executive director of the Seven board. But that's right. Mr. Kennett is able to attack Amber Harrison on Twitter and do an interview with me on the ABC. Yet the injunction only applies to Amber Harrison, and that was a big point made in the courtroom today, as Amber Harrison's lawyers tried to have this injunction lifted, and actually they failed, and the judge decided
so
that
she's still gagged.
She's still gagged, and that injunction stays in place for about another week or so.
Peter Ryan, thank you very much.